It's one of those strange things that could only happen on live radio. Walter John Chilson is a former Wausau State Senator and television anchorman. During World War II, he flew bombing raids over Iwo Jima, where Betty Bradley's husband John was fighting the Japanese. John helped raise the flag on the island, which was popularized in the hit movie and book Flags of Our Fathers, written by Betty's son James. On a live Wisconsin Public Radio talk show yesterday, we asked both of them where they were 65 years ago on Pearl Harbor Day. Walter John said he was singing the Messiah in the choir at Lawrence University in Appleton. Listen to the live on-air exchange between them.
It was ironic singing that evening about peace on earth, goodwill to men. We knew it wasn't going to be peace on earth, and difficult to think goodwill toward men who had created that day of infamy.
Betty, where were you on December 7th, 1941? When did you hear the news?
Well, as odd as it may seem, my story is similar to Walter's. I, too, had just graduated from high school, the Appleton High School, and I, too, sang in that same choir. I was a student at Lawrence University.
You were both singing in the same choir?
I just found that out now.
For heaven's sake. No wonder you look so familiar.
65 years ago, on December 7th, 1941, Walter John Chilson and Betty Bradley were at the same place at the same time, singing the Messiah on stage together in Appleton. And they only learned that yesterday because they were both guests on a live radio broadcast. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.